Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here. Welcome to another edition of My Real Country. We have an absolutely amazing jam-packed show, as you've come to expect. But first, the number. The magic number that will make your world so much better. It is our request line, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Hopefully, it's in your phone now, because I want to hear from you throughout the show. Now, lots to come on the show this week. It's a powerhouse of the best country in the land. Stay tuned for my chat with the man himself, Lee Kernaghan. Something new from Lady Antebellum, tunes from George Strait, Garth Brooks, Kayleigh Bell, Catherine Britt, and most importantly, your requests in the world famous social country and a world first. You're going to want to be sitting down for this. It's a poorly worded haiku written by me. All of that and so much more still to come. Now, I absolutely love these boys, and I was so eager to kick off Real Country with this track for two main reasons. It's an awesome song, and I wanted an excuse to post the video clip on our Real Country Facebook page. So if you haven't shown us some like there, get into it now. Facebook.com/Real Country. So let's officially kick off Real Country for another week. This is the Wolf Brothers, Loving in the Summertime. And I'm loving the song.
Gonna get a girl this summer. Yeah, it's gonna be so good. Gonna have a little fun in the summertime sun. Gonna feel just like it should. I'm gonna get a girl this summer. Yeah, it's gonna be so right. Sip champagne in the middle of the day. Gonna love her off in the night. It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so right. Loving in the summertime. She gotta be a real good looker, with a face made for TV. Blonde brunette, well I don't know yet. Guess I just wait and see. She might be a farmer's daughter, might be the girl next door, might be a cafe waitress or the girl at the liquor store. It's gonna be so good, it's gonna be so right, loving in the summertime. It's gonna be so good, it's gonna be so right. Little love in the moonlight, gonna tinker in the sweet sunshine, gonna roll in the hay on a hot summer day. Yeah, it's gonna be so fine. It's gonna be so good, so right. It's gonna be so good. Yes, I better get looking. Well, summer's coming on real fast. There's a whole lot of fish in the ocean. I got a line to cast. I better start stalking profiles, writing on Facebook walls. Gotta find the right thing from a summertime thing. Or can I just have them on? It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so right. Loving in the summertime. It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so right. Loving in the summertime. It's gonna be so good. So right. Loving in the summertime. In the summertime.
Everybody's talking what's going round. Everybody knows what's up, what's down. If I could just make it up these stairs, on second thoughts, who cares? Who cares? Who gives a damn? Happens to us all now and then. Who cares what people say? You just play your card and walk away.
That was new from Catherine Britt. Ah, who cares? No, that's actually the name of the song. The track was written with Bill Chambers and legend Guy Clark and produced by the brilliant Mark Moffat. Who Cares is also the first track from Catherine Britt's greatest hits album called The Hillbilly Ramblin' Girl So Far. It's a great album and you're going to want to check it out. Now on to a top artist that is coming to visit us in Australia in 2014. I'm talking about Toby Keith, and he's not only got a top new single out, but a great new album called Drinks After Work. Here's the lead single of said album, Shut Up and Hold On, and it's a good idea that you do that anytime you listen to Real Country. Here it is, Shut Up and Hold On. This is new from Toby Keith.
There's no time like a night time in the moonlight. down, shut up and hold on. Can't wait too late, it's time to get gone. Find us a dirty road and get a groove on. Get in, sit down, shut up and hold on.
Listening to the best salt and pepper man in the world, Ben Sorensen. Real country.
It ain't like it was before, so I want you back. My sun don't shine no more, so I want you back. No one's knocking at my door, so I want you back.
Oh, I want you back. Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we'll be at the Tamworth Country Music Festival again this year, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And for all things country, check out my website, realcountrymix.com. Still to come on Real Country, something new from Lady A, George Strait, Becky Cole, and Garth Brooks, not to mention the world-famous Social Country and my second-rate haiku. But now, I was lucky enough to catch up with this past Australian of the Year and very proud Australian icon, Lee Kernaghan. We had a chat about touring, life, and the charitable re-release of Spirit of the Bush.
This is my Real Country interview with the one and only Lee Kernaghan. How are you, mate?
I'm fantastic, Ben. How are you, mate?
Mighty, mighty fine. Now, the Beautiful Noise Tour has so many dates on it, it's not funny. You just seem to be going to almost every corner of Australia with that tour, promoting what is an incredibly successful album.
Yeah, it's been great, mate. I've just had a ball being on tour this year with the Wolf Brothers, and it's the excitement factor is a mile high, and the boys just absolutely love being out there on the road.
I think that's one of the great things about that tour and the album is you've really matched energies so beautifully, not only with the Wolf Brothers, but with the content of the album and then also with audiences. That's a really complex thing to do, and you've done that very, very well.
Yeah, the songs have really really been well accepted out there. I play, you know, half the new album on tour. Yeah, we've actually extended this Beautiful Noise tour into next year now, and we've just announced dates in South Australia and WA, some in Victoria and New South Wales.
And you know what? I would be getting on the phone and booking tickets for that ASAP, because at the rate your tours sell out, they need to be really quick about it, because it really is a fantastic show and something that people should definitely get along to. It's wonderful that you've built that sort of connection with Australian fans through your music. And it's that connection that, you know, led you to do a lot of the charity work that you've done. And the latest project is Spirit of the Bush, and the proceeds for that are going towards the New South Wales Bushfire Appeal. Can you tell me how that concept and idea came about?
Mate, I was just communicating with people down there in the Blue Mountains and parts of New South Wales on Facebook, and, you know, learning more of the devastation of the fires. And somebody said on Facebook, Lee, why don't you re-release Spirit of the Bush and donate all the proceeds to the New South Wales bushfire appeal. So, yeah, if anybody would like to sort of show their support for those affected by the bushfires, if go to iTunes, look for the New South Wales bushfire appeal, Spirit of the Bush, and all proceeds go to the Salvos.
We'll also be posting those links on our Facebook page and our website, so it's really easy to get hold of. Now, it's not just the Spirit of the Bush. It is a absolutely amazing track. It is almost more than just a song, because there are so many great artists that did sing on that track, including yourself. So that must have been a great memory and a great experience to have.
Yeah, I remember when we were putting it together, and, you know, I remember calling up Adam Brand and saying, mate, would you consider, you know, being on this song? And he said, yeah, he was right into it, you know, didn't muck around. Same with Steve Ford. And the McClymonts, of course, were there, and Elise Simmons, and the Tanya's on it as well.
Yeah, how did you rope her into it? Is it just, you know, you got to come and do this, or I'm going to tell them all about that stuff that happened when we were kids?
That's right.
Yeah.
I've got so much over her, but then again, she's got a fair bit on me too.
Yeah.
So it works both ways.
It's a great song, and the writing of the song "Spirit of the Bush." I mean, originally that was written for drought-stricken communities, but it really does serve as a universal message.
Yeah, that's right, and that spirit was really came to light during the bushfire crisis. Just the outpouring of generosity from people donating items of clothing and going down to the grocery store, filling up the boot with groceries, then taking them to those distribution centres that were set up in Western Sydney. You know, it just makes you really proud that you live in this great country, and it's people. I've always said it's the Australian people that make our country great.
I totally agree. And for me, that is the most rewarding thing about working in Australian country music, is the people that you meet from those regional towns that just re-inspire your sense of hope and wonderment and love for humanity, because they really are salt of the earth, amazing people.
Yeah, then there's lots of stories to tell and lots of songs to sing, mate. So that's where the inspiration comes from, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Well, it is a wonderful track. You can download it on iTunes, and we'll be posting that on the Real Country page on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. Don't forget, for everything else, Lee Kernaghan and those tour dates, make sure you check out Lee's website, leekernaghan.com. Well, thank you so much, Lee, and we really appreciate all the amazing charity work you do. You really do make a big difference to this
great. Good on you, mate. Good you, and, thanks to everyone for their support, and you too, mate, for promoting it. Really good on you.
He's staring down the barrel of another desperate day, pulls on his boots. He can't walk away. He's running on empty. He's knocked about and bent, but he'll still be standing when the river runs again. Is the spirit in the rock or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby or a dusty patch of ground? Is it a waltzing Matilda or a hand upon your shoulder? Is this the spirit of the bush? She stares at empty cupboards just like the day before. It's been so long and she can't take it anymore. But she digs a little deeper and somehow finds the strength. She keeps believing there'll be better days ahead. Is the spirit in the rock or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby or a dusty patch of ground? Is it a waltzing Matilda or
shoulder. Is this the spirit of the bush?
Was it there when young Ned Kelly stood up for those oppressed?
Or when the brave young Anzacs put their courage to the test?
Or is it out there with the battler when he gives it one last try? Through the darkest moments, you see the spirit shine.
Is the spirit in the rock? Or pass the hat around? Is it freedom on the wallaby or a dusty patch of ground?
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Half back on the track, down where the lignum grow. Utes all round, tailgates down, diesel bonfire glow. Cut off jeans, bikini tops, by the billabong. Swags roll out, can break the drought. We're doing it all night long, so
Sorensen's Real Country Double Play.
Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
First up, that was Spirit of the Bush, then Lee's single, It's Only Country. Don't forget to buy your copy of Spirit of the Bush to help those affected by the bushfires. We'll be posting the official links on our Facebook page this week, www.facebook.com/realcountry. Make sure you like the page so you don't miss out on when we post the links, because it's a really worthwhile cause and a great song as well. Now, Lee Kernaghan and this next artist actually have quite a lot in common. Not only are they both country artists, but they're both Star Maker winners as well. The other artist I'm referring to is none other than Kaylee Bell, and this is her ripper single, Little Bit Small Town, on Real Country. Now, this is really important, so pay attention. Don't forget to check out the podcast of this show, plus the bonus full-length interview with Lee Kernaghan, only by subscribing to our podcast on iTunes or any podcasting app you can find. That's right, on iTunes or any podcasting app of choice. It's easy and it's free. Just do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. Still to come on my Real Country, Lady A, George Strait, Becky Cole, Garth Brooks in the world-famous Social Country, right after this.
G'day everyone, this is Lee Kernaghan here, and all the boys from the bush and all the girls from the bush, tune in to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. It's Australia's number one show in country.
We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. Well, the dog's in the bag and the foot goes down. Well, I have members of the Outback.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Hey, this is Jane Denham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen with Real Country.
And sometimes in the night, you might hear from afar the youths of Kevin Leroy still racing around the stars.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, you know where to go, realcountrymix.com. Still to come, that haiku I've been going on about, tunes from Garth Brooks, Becky Cole, Lady A, and George Strait. But right now, social country. This is my favourite part of the show. This is where you get to tell me what you want to hear on the show and the country songs that really make your world stand still. How do you do this, I hear you ask? Well, social media is a wonderful friend of ours, and you can do that via our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. You can leave us a message, you can email me a message there, or you can put a post on our wall or respond to one of ours. So many options. We're also on Twitter as well, at Real Country Mix, or you can do a search for us on Google+. Or the other option is you can call our request line, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. This week, I got a very special request on Facebook from Shanae in Healesville, Victoria. This request isn't special because it's this artist's signature song from his self-titled album. It's special because it was played at the funeral of Shanae's daughter. Now, sometimes I just love how country can sum up moments in our lives better than words alone ever could. This is Garth Brooks, The Dance, and this is just for you, Shanae.
Better left to chance. I could
have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Yes, my life is better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Now, again, if you want to be part of Social Country, it's really easy. Pick up the phone, give me a call, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Now, whether you're in Australia or overseas, you can still submit your requests via our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry, or Twitter at Real Country Mix, or on Google Plus, or you can just go to our website. All the details are there, realcountrymix.com. Now, this request came in the form of a message on Facebook. Now, I gotta love social media. It was a great message from Matthew all the way over in England, and he kindly credits Real Country for facilitating his discovery of this famous and well-loved Australian country artist. Well, Matthew, we absolutely love her too. It's Becky Cole and the song that did it, The Waitress. You've got exceptional taste in country, Matthew.
The bar on the east side for wayfaring lonely girls. I took a table solo and I scanned the other world. I sat there drinking bourbon and trying to belong when somebody at the bar yelled, "Let the waitress sing a song." Well, she pushed her change into her jeans and she set down a tray. She took that corner stage and everybody's breath away. She sang like it was Sunday and we all got high for free. And bless her broken heart, laying right there on her sleeve. And I suppose I'll hear the angels sing like her someday. And the dream she's searching for is just 4 little words away. Let the waitress sing. Let that golden voice be heard. Let 10,000 more of me sit there, hang on every word. And let the reason not be money in a world that isn't fair. Or let a big shot with a dotted line and $1 million to spare walk right out of that bar with the next big thing. Let the waitress sing. Well, I ordered songs and bourbon till she had to close the bar. And in case she didn't know, I said, "You ought to be a star." And I tipped from every pocket like a few bucks changed her world. And she called my cab and called me crazy, drunk and random girl. And my timing could be questioned, but I told her about my songs, that I made my living on the road and that's all I've ever done. She looked at me bewildered as I slurred my last remark. I said, "I should be the one that stays and cleans up this old bar. 'Cause a dream is still a dream, no matter how long it's been true. And a girl should count her blessings and wish on someone new." Let the waitress sing. Let that golden voice be heard. Let 10,000 more of me sit there and hang on every word. And let the reason not be money in a world that isn't fair. Or let a big shot dotted line and $1 million to spare
Walked right out of that bar with the next big thing. Let the waitress sing. And I still hear that voice from 10,000 miles away. I'm waiting for that big shot to walk in the bar and say, or let the waitress sing. Let that golden voice be heard. Let 10,000 more of me sit there and hang on every word. And let the reason not be money in a world that isn't fair. Or let a big shot with a dotted line and $1 million to spare walk right out of that bar with the next big thing.
Guess what? We've just redesigned our exclusive Real Country Weekly email. Not only does it have a slick new look and all the latest shows and interviews that we've done, but it also features our video of the week, our iTunes top 10 country singles, plus a whole heap more. I'd love you to be part of it. Simply subscribe to our email list from our Facebook page or our website. So the Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry, and our website, realcountrymix.com. After the break, we hear from George Strait and something new from this group. Can you guess who it is from this poorly worded haiku? Are you ready? Dave, Hillary, Charles. Back after a break of sorts. A new direction. I thought that was pretty moving. Get the answer after the break and a whole heap more bad poetry only on Real Country.
Hi, this is Ivor Davies from Icehouse and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and I don't really listen to country music, so I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here, but I'm waiting for Ben to impress me, so go ahead.
Let's talk property, one of the biggest investments in our lives. So why trust your individual needs to a rubber stamp Rent-A-Desk franchise when you can have access to a personalised agent that's as individual as you? CamJohnston.com.au, specialising in the southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales regions, ensuring the right property for the right buyer at the right price. Honesty, integrity and experience. CamJohnston.com.au. Mention Real Country for your $1,000 cash bonus upon sale. Buying or selling? Think CamJohnston.com.au. You can't afford not to.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out the website realcountrymix.com. Did you work it out? Well, if not, here is the haiku again. Dave, Hillary, Charles. Back after a break of sorts. A new direction. Okay, let's break it down now. Dave, Hillary, Charles. These are the names of the band members. If you haven't got it already, back after a break of sorts. Well, Hillary may have had a baby. By may have, I mean definitely. And a new direction, well, that's got to be their new track, Compass. I'm talking about Lady Antebellum. After the short break, Lady A didn't have a designated project happening, but they absolutely fell in love with this song so much they just had to record it, and I'm pleased they did. It was produced by Nathan Chapman and Lady A, and it really signifies an exciting new direction for the group with a great blend of country, that banjo and fiddle-heavy folksy sound with a pop-styled production. And, most importantly, big anthemic lyrics. I just love the word anthemic. It's exciting. And it's a great offering from Lady Antebellum. This is Compass from Lady A.
All right.
Now, this week I was watching the CMA Awards again, and this still blows me away, and it just moved me so much, I've just got to play it for you. This just shows what sort of a great, down-to-earth, genuine guy George Strait is. This is part of his speech after winning the CMA Entertainer of the Year Award, and rightly so. Well done, George.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to George Strait.
What? Oh, my gosh. Never in a million years. Thank you so much. My dad's been having some pretty good conversations up there, I have to say. Wow. Thank you to the CMA. I mean, this blows me away. I just can't not believe it. You guys that were nominated, you're so powerful, such powerful entertainers. I'm just so thrilled that even to be nominated again.
She was leaning on a rail in a cotton dress, summer tan, pretty little perfect mess. With a story that could only be anybody's guess. And I was thinking that I probably didn't stand a chance, but I rolled up my sleeves, walked up, and I said, yeah, no, I don't know you, but I kind of like a shot. She said, I saw you coming over, I already thought it over, and okay, so now what? Well, I got a car, she said, there's something. At least it's a start, I said, it's better than nothing. I ain't in no hurry, but I'm ready when you are. She said, where do you think all this is going? I said, there ain't no way of knowing. I guess I hadn't thought it through that far. But I got a car.
So we let the wheels turn and the windows down. We let ourselves go all the way through town. She never said stop, and I never asked her why. We drove into the night when out of nowhere she said I'd give anything to never go back there. And I kinda wish this day would never end. She said I could use a change, but I don't even know where to begin. And I said, well, I got a car. She said, there's something. At least it's a start. I said, it's better than nothing. I ain't in no hurry, but I'm ready when you are. She said, well, what do you think all this is going? I said, there ain't no way of knowing. Far. I can't promise you the moon and stars, but I got a car. We got lost in the miles, lost track of the days, till we finally found a stopping place. When the doctor said, you know what's on the way. And we found ourselves in a little white house one Sunday morning, rain pouring down. She said, I think it's time, but all the lines are out. And her eyes teared up as she said, what are we gonna do now? And I said, well, I got a car. She said, there's something. You think it'll start? I said, it's already running. Got your things in the back, and I'm ready when you are. She said, are you sure it'll get us where we're going? I said, if there's one thing I know, girl, it's gotten us this far. And I don't mean to hurry, but I'm ready when you are.
That was George Strait, I Got a Car, and what a great win, not only for George, but also for country music as well. The CMA Awards, such a great event and such a great night. That's why I watch it over and over again, because there's some great entertainment in there and all the big names. Now, while we're talking about that, in fact, it's got nothing to do with that. That's me done for the week. If you would like to continue the country conversation and comment about my fantastic haiku writing abilities, you can join in the country conversation on social media. It's really, really easy. Head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. You can also check us out on Twitter at Real Country Mix. Or on top of that, we're now on Google Plus too. So definitely hunt us down and again, join in the country conversation. If you want to re-listen to this show, including my haiku, you can download the show and the interviews, all of it on the podcast. All you need to do is head to iTunes, your podcasting app of choice, search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. It is all absolutely free. And one last thing, if that's all too much to remember, don't stress, just go to our website, realcountrymix.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this fantastic Real Country journey. We will be back next week at the same time on the same station for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.